Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So let's spend a few minutes now with Catherine Schultz, who's the author of a new book on what happened that led to the sinking of the Titanic. Being Wrong is the title of the book, Adventures in the Margin of Error. Catherine Schultz, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. And appropriate, let me start us out with a very quick correction. My book is about wrongness in general, and I'm not a Titanic expert, but someone does have a new book out on the subject with some startling revelations about human error in it.
Well, what do you think is the human error in the Titanic incident that we should really, really think about it when we describe, you know, what happened? I mean, the ship ran into an iceberg. That's a steering error all by itself. Recently, a new revelation suggests that it's actually more specific and explicit than we even believed.
For a long time, the theory and the going wisdom about the sinking of the Titanic was that they were just steering along, perhaps a little too fast. It was late. It was dark. They hit an iceberg. These things happen. The ship went down. And it was always told as this kind of canonic tale about hubris. You know, everyone thought the ship was unsinkable, and then it sank, and that was the point. Well, it turns out that something a little different happened, and it might actually be the canonic tale about fallibility and mistakes. What actually happened that day, according at least to these new revelations, is that the man who was standing at the ship's wheel at that moment, they had spotted the iceberg, and he was ordered to steer to the left. And in a moment of panic and confusion, he turned the wheel to the right instead and headed them into that fateful iceberg.
One of the possible explanations from Louise Patton, the granddaughter of the only surviving officer from the Titanic who tells this story, is that when you use a tiller on a traditional sailboat, you actually move it in the opposite direction you want to go to make the turn. Is it possible that there was some nautical confusion there in the cockpit?
Not really possible, but almost certainly to be the cause of this problem. At the moment that the Titanic set sail, the entire maritime industry was really undergoing this major shift between a time when almost all boats had been sailboats and, you know, using this kind of tiller system of navigating, to a steamship era when everyone was using a rudder system. And in retrospect, the kind of astonishing thing about these two systems is that they rely on the completely opposite and therefore contradictory steering mechanisms. If you want to steer a sailboat, as strange as it sounds to non-sailors, when you want to go right, you steer left, and when you want to go left, you steer right. When you're steering a steamship, it's like a car. If you want to go right, you turn the wheel to the right.
So what other examples maybe in modern life are these kinds of gray areas where a traditional sort of view of how you execute a command transforms when the technology changes, and maybe we have to rethink what internally we intuitively believe to be true?
Right. I think one of the really crucial causes of human error are these instances where you have non-standardized systems. And one of the first thing that comes to mind is the metric system versus the English system. And by not standardizing those, you get things like NASA's $125 million loss of a Mars orbiter because of a failure for the engineers involved to consistently use one system or the other.
All right. Catherine Schultz is the author of Being Wrong, Adventures in the Margin of Error, on new revelations that a helmsman made the wrong turn and steered into the iceberg on the Titanic many years ago. Catherine Schultz, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.